Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dr. Amar Patani joins us now from Main Street Smiles in Barrington. Hi, Doc. How are you?
Hey, John. How's it going?
By coincidence, and truly that, I would not have read that commercial for you just now if I knew that you were going to be coming on right now, or vice versa. But there it was, and there you are. So thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time. A couple of random questions to start. Do you mind?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, on the Bob Surratt Show, they've been talking about whether or not you should wet your toothbrush before you brush your teeth. Steve, I think that was the debate, right?
Right. And before you put the toothpaste on, whether you need to wet the toothbrush, right?
And they said that it also has something to do with whether or not you're a genius or if you have ADHD. And I resent that because they all concluded you have to wet the brush beforehand, and I don't normally do that. Anyway, does that matter much? What is your thought about that conversation, Doctor?
So, you know, my answer to most of these questions are do what works for you. Specifically about that, you know, I wet mine, but I think it's more because maybe I don't do the best job rinsing it off the night before, but I feel like if I don't wet it, it's harder or a little drier. I guess it is drier, but I always wet mine first and even rinse it a little bit and then put my paste on there. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, it doesn't really matter, right? What matters is that you're going to your dentist and you're having good checkups, and then whatever you're doing, if it's giving you the results that you want, then that's great.
If you've got a question right now, 312-981-7200. We'll talk to the doc for about 10 minutes here. So if you've just got one of those little lingering questions, now is your chance, 312-981-7200. Call or text right now. By the way, you say that a soft toothbrush is what you should have, not a firm or even a medium one. Is that right, Doc?
That's right. And if you look at the toothbrushes, the only ones that are approved by the ADA are the soft bristled brushes. There was a time I remember when, you know, we thought that like firm brushes were better because they would clean better. But all the studies show and all the science shows that really a soft bristle brush is all we need. And anything harder than that can actually cause damage to the enamel and even the gingiva, the gums around your teeth. So we want to stay with a soft brush, and we don't want to scrub so hard that we're causing damage, right? So when you think about a toothbrush, it's just that the tips of the bristles are doing all the cleaning. So it's not that you really got to get in there and make those bristles flex. You want to use those tips. And so if you picture it in your head, it's just the tips that are touching all the teeth and getting into those crevices.
Which means you probably have to floss too, right? For some reason, that two-minute chore, that 90-second chore is the most difficult. I don't know why we hate doing it, but we hate flossing, Doc.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. So I'm not the you know, the king of flossing by any means. I do it. It's almost like subconsciously flossing now while I'm doing something else. Yeah. But it's really important because the bristles of the brush can't get into the spaces in between the teeth. So if you think about your teeth and how they're shaped, there's a space in between the teeth that where the teeth touch each other. We call that the contact between the teeth. And the bristles can't get in there and can't get between there. So the floss is the only way we have that's mechanical to really clean that area out. And I think we've talked about this before, but it's as if you know, if you're skipping flossing, it's like you're washing the front and back of your cars and not washing the sides. You know, so it's that important.
Hmm. Do you care what toothpaste I use?
No, as long as it's working, it's fine. We recommend, you know, I take that back. I care that your toothpaste has fluoride in it. I know a lot of people have feelings on fluoride, but all the studies show that the fluoride in toothpaste, and, yeah, you know, we're not talking about ingestible, the fluoride in the toothpaste is very effective as maintaining the strength of the enamel and helping to re-strengthen any weakness in that enamel.
Okay, 312-981-7200. We'll take your texts and calls now. We'll start with Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy. You're on with the doctor.
Hi, doctor. I was wondering about a specific toothpaste that I saw on Facebook, and it was like, oh, boy, this is brand new. and it's this loose kind of gel texture, and it supposedly it dissolves plaque so much better than traditional toothpaste, and I'm wondering if there's really anything to that.
Do you recall the name?
I do. It's called Live Fresh, L-I-V Fresh.
All right. Doc, what do you know?
So there's lots of things that come out on Facebook and other places, but, you know, in the profession, we go with the science. And so when we talk about dissolving plaque, you know, to me, that's a red flag. We don't really look to dissolve plaque when we're brushing our teeth. We're looking to remove it mechanically with the brush. So I don't know if there's some kind of new method here, but it's certainly nothing. I would always look for the ADA approval stamp on any of these products, because then it, you know, it indicates a product that's gone through the rigorous testing that we know is safe over a long period of time.
So you're skeptical about that. All right, Nancy, thank you for the call. But didn't you tell us once to the last, when you're done brushing your teeth, don't rinse, leave the toothpaste or whatever on your teeth. Is that right, Doc?
Yeah, especially before bed, because that lets the fluoride kind of sit on your teeth and work longer. And then overnight, when we have a lower salivary flow, it doesn't clean it out as well, so it actually allows that fluoride to set in even better.
Courtney, you're on WGN with Dr. Amar Patani in Barrington. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. My question is, I'm getting older and my mouth is getting smaller, and I sometimes like bite the inside of my mouth. Is that something braces would help to kind of expand my mouth?
So that's an interesting question. We'd have to understand exactly why your mouth is getting smaller. So typically what happens when we age is our cheeks get looser, our lips get looser, and our tongue gets bigger, and it pushes our teeth out more than it does allow them to come in. If you have like a narrow palate or a narrow arch, then certainly braces can help. But really, I would have to look at the case and then come up with a treatment plan that would address, you know, those specific concerns.
All right, Courtney, thanks for the call. Good luck to you. Although it seems to me like I see adults now, people 40, 50, 60 wearing clear aligners or braces. What's going on there?
Yeah. So we in the office here, we do braces and we also do clear aligners. And I would say the average age on our clear aligners is probably 50, 60 in that range, which means that we're pushing. We have patients in their 80s doing clear aligners because they don't like the way the lower front teeth look. And it's a great option.
But
that,
I thought
you know,
at that age, doctor, you did it when you were younger because they were still mobile. You could move these things around. Even in advanced years, you can still spread the jaw or change the shape of the teeth, huh?
There are certain movements we can do for your entire life, like moving the teeth around. And there are certain movements that we cannot do, like spreading the jaw open. So there's certain bone processes that happen when we're around 13, 14, 15 that close some of the sutures. But by and large, we can still do a lot of the teeth movements, especially the types of movements that people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s want to do.
Yeah. Wow. I got time for maybe another call and a couple texts. Pete, what's the name of the caller that we should take next? Phil, you're on WGN, or Bill. Bill, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Yeah. My dentist recommended using the water pick instead of flossing, and that's worked out really well.
What do you think about that, Doc?
So we recommend Waterpik here, but not instead of flossing. We recommend it as an adjunct to flossing. The way I see it is this: if you're not flossing, then Waterpiking alone is great because it's a step better than not doing anything. But if you're flossing and Waterpiking, that's going to be far superior because you have that mechanical force then. So Waterpiking is awesome. It's great. It clears debris. Still not quite as good as floss.
I'm out of time. I've got a lot more questions for you. If you don't mind, Doc, we'll just forward them on to you, and maybe over lunch later today, you could respond to some of the additional messages and maybe report back to us, for instance, baking soda for brushing, and what about insurance and stuff like that. So let me send those on, and then I'll read your responses later in the day, okay?
That sounds great, John.